赢得平安很宝贵。
Spiritual peace is very important and precious.
说我们的人生好像经常会遇到海浪一样。
Sometimes our lives would face billows of sea water.
我们的心也跟着很多的波动。
Our hearts may be weighted.
但是我们在耶稣基督里面，他是给我们的真正平安。
But in Jesus Christ, He gives us the real peace.
就是无论在任何的环境之下，无论遭遇到什么样的困难，就是平静。
No matter what kind of situations we're in, what kind of difficulties we face, our hearts will be peaceful.
这我们要求主是给我们这样真正的平安。
We need to ask God for this kind of peace in our hearts.
我们继续来看第六条诫命。
Let's continue to study the sixth commandment.Chapter 20, verse 13 of Exodus.
20:13.
Chapter 20, verse 13.
十三节说不可杀人。
Verse 13 says you should not murder.
十四节说不可奸淫。
You should not commit adultery.
十五节不可偷盗。
15 should not steal.
这个是尊重人的生命。
These are to respect people around us.
十四节是尊重人的名誉。
Verse 14 is to respect the reputation or name of others.
十五节是尊重人的财产所有权。
15 is to respect other people's property.
再来不可作伪证陷害人，这是主的言语。
Verse 16, do not bear false testimony against your neighbor.
17节不可伤害人的东西啊，这是指的我们心的保守。
Verse 17, do not covet. This is to keep our hearts pure.
所以13、14、15这是行动上不可以杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗。
From verses 13 to 15, these are commandments of our action.
再来是不可用言语伤害人。
Then 16 is do not use our words to hurt.
心里面不可以贪。
17 is we should not have greed in our hearts.
因为人的生命是神造的，所以神看重人的生命。
Because our lives are created by God, therefore God really looked heavily upon our lives. Genesis chapter 19 it states that we should not murder.
如果杀人流血啊，就要偿命。
So we murder and shed people's blood, and we have to repay back with our lives. 因
为神会追讨他的罪。
Because God will run after his sins.
不管是恶人，你把他杀掉也可以。
Even evil people, you're not allowed to kill.
有的是恶人把义人杀掉，像该隐杀亚伯。
Sometimes evil people will murder good people, like King killing Abel.
西利杀约翰。
Like King Herod killing John the Baptist.
像大卫啊，面对扫罗的追杀，但是他说他是神的受膏者，我不敢杀。
Like when David was persecuted by Saul, he had the chance to kill Saul, but he didn't dare to because he's the anointed one of God.
因为他说恶事出于恶人啊。
Because he said, evil things come from evil people.
他要杀我，但是我如果把他杀掉，我也变成恶人。
Even though he wants to kill me, but if I kill him back, then I become an evil person too.
他说不要为自己啊去伸冤报仇。
Therefore, we should not avenge or revenge for ourselves.
除了行动不可以杀人以外，
other than not murder with our actions.
圣经里面说，有的人说话浮躁，好像刀会刺人呢。
The Bible also describes us.Sometimes our words are like a sword killing people's heart.
我们看箴言的十二章十八节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18.
箴言十二章十八节。
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18.
说话浮躁，好像刀会刺人。智慧人的舌头最为低人的良药。讲话有时候会造就人，也会伤害人。
Sometimes our words can edify others, but sometimes it will hurt others.
有的人讲话会安慰劝勉人，好像巴拿巴一样。
Sometimes the words of people can comfort others, just like Barnabas.
他说是医人的良药。
These are the words that heal people.
但是有的人讲话很浮躁啊， 啊，有的人听了不高兴，啊，有的人甚至因为他的缘故，啊，自己的生命受伤害了。
But others
会伤害。
Their speech are piercing to others' heart, which would not only offend other, but sometimes would cause their lives to be lost.
所以有时候不是因为，不是你用行动去杀害他，但是因为你的话让他受到触击，啊，让他伤掉生命。这些你要负责任。
Even though you did not kill a person with your action, but if your words cause others to fall and in turn lose their lives, then you are responsible for their life too.
啊，另外一个就是怀恨，好像杀人。
Another thing is if you hold grudges, that's likened to murder others.
所以圣经里面说，我们不可以有恨，不可以骂弟兄。
The Bible tells us that we should not have hatred in our heart, and we could not say bad things to our brothers.
We cannot
call them their names. We can't call them stupid or dumb.
这是在，这是在马太福音里面。
This is recorded in Matthew.
马太福音五章，我们看马太福音。
Matthew chapter 5.
That's it.
Matthew chapter 5 verse 21.
所以主耶稣把这个诫命的层次啊，不只是用行动，还提到心灵的层次。
So here, God has elevated this commandment of murder to the level of spiritual level.
章二十一节。
Chapter 5:21.
到二十二节。
To verse 22.
Brother Bob.
Brother Bob, can you read it for us?
Verse 1:22.
You heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not murder." Whoever murders will be in danger of it. But as it is true, that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Whoever says to his brother, "Papa," shall be in danger of the council, but whoever says to his fool shall be in danger of hellfire.
这里讲到说，一个是公受审判，说像弟兄动怒的难免受审断哈。
Here it says that those who are angry toward his brother will have to go.
啊，骂弟，骂这个弟兄是大家的，会要公会是审判。
And those who say to his brother Raka, empty head, shall be in danger of the council.
前面那个动怒哦，要受审判，那个是地方法庭的。
And if people are angry and they shall be judged, this is by the council, by the court.
骂弟兄是拉家的，要做公会的审判。公会啊，就是犹太公会有72个啊人组成。
But if someone calls his brother Raka, then they need to go through the judgment of the council, which is formed by 72 elders.
啊，大祭司啊当主席。
And the high priest will be the chairman.
就是表示很严重的罪才送到公会里面去。
So these are really extreme crimes.
所以骂弟兄拉家说也要受公会的审判。
So those who call his brother Raka will be judged by the council.
他说骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱之火。
And if you would call a brother's fool, then will be in danger of hellfire.
所以说不可以杀人，更不可以恨人，骂人。
But we cannot murder people. We also can't.
因为这个都会面对审判的。
We can also we can't call people names.
再来讲到说你要献礼物的时候，就是想到弟兄跟你怀恨，你就把礼物放着，先去跟他和好，再来献礼物。
So here it says in 23, if you are going to bring gifts to the altar to God, but you have some conflicts with your brothers, then you have to leave your gifts on the altar.
说你人跟人之间有障碍，你的祷告没有办法达到神面前。
And you have to go and make peace with your brother, or else your prayer cannot be accepted in front of God.
所以你的祷告要得到神应啊，你要跟人跟人之间的那一种不和睦的关系，先去把它和解掉。
So if you want your prayers to be heard by God, then your relationship with others have to be in peace.
然后你奉献给神啊，神才会应纳。
So that your gifts, sacrifice to God, will be accepted.
所以我们看到说，主耶稣已经把这个。界面的层次啊，提升到很高的一个水准。
So you can see that Jesus Christ has elevated the commandment to a spiritual level.
哎，我们不可以自杀。
We cannot commit suicide.
因为自杀也是伤害生命，也要受审判。
Because committing suicide is murder, so we have to go through judgment too.
我们有时候在生活当中啊，遇到困难，就是我们要靠主啊来胜过。
If we face difficulties in our lives, we really need to rely on God to overcome them.
有的人因为感情的问题，想不开就自杀。
Some people commit suicide because of problems they encounter in the relationship.
不值得啊。
That's not worth it at all. 哦，
啊，有的人是因为啊，工作上不顺利，或者是心情不好而自杀。
Some people commit suicide because of their career or because they didn't feel good.
基督徒不可以自杀。
Christians cannot commit suicide.
我有一次，我刚到神学院的时候
，When I first went to the TTP
training， 因为那个时候我们一个月才可以回家一次
，We can only go home once a month。
我星期天都要在那里自己看圣经，写作业。
So on Sunday we have to study on our own in church。
突然间呢，管会长的一个前仆说：“来，我们去参加丧礼啊。
”Suddenly there's this uncle who takes care of the church, tells us to go attend a funeral。
啊，结果有一台游览车在门口啊，我们先学生就跟着就去了。
So there was a bus waiting for us outside the church, so all of us TTP students went up to the bus.
台中教会啊，几百人啊，我们也不想说到底是谁的丧礼。
Because there are so many members in the Taichung church, so we didn't know whose funeral it was for.
谢圣道长啊，在讲道。
Elder Shea was the elder who preached.
他说某某的某某姐妹的离世。是他个人的不幸。
He mentioned that this sister's death is unfortunate.
是他家庭的不幸。
This is her own unfortunate, also with her family's unfortunate.
是教会的不幸。
This is the church unfortunate.
我们从来没有听到那个丧礼怎么这样震荡。
We've never heard this kind of message or sermon during a funeral.
圣灵之死极为宝贵啊。
Because death is quite precious in the eyes
of God. 上的希腊，树上的老虎。
While we rest in our
labor, 回到天家享受安息。
We could go back to heaven to enjoy rest.
要领受公义的冠冕。
We can receive the crown of righteousness.
我们常常听，去参加丧礼，传道讲的话，我们都会背啊。
Since we attend funerals all the time, so we can memorize all the messages that the preachers spoke.
但是那一次就很奇怪。
But that time was a special message.
他连续讲了三个不幸。
He kept on talking about unfortunate.
谢东光长老坐在我旁边。
Another elder Shea sat next to me.
我就拉他的衣服，我说：“谢长老，那个谢长老怎么这样讲
？”I pulled his sleeve and said, "Elder Shea, how come that Elder Shea said something like this?"
他说：“这个老姐妹她自杀。
”And he explained to me, "This old elderly sister committed suicide."
她已经一段时间没有来聚会。
She didn't come to church for a long time.
因为她的儿子做生意失败，欠了200多万。
Because her son failed in his business and was in debt.
因为很难过，晚上都睡不着觉。
Because she felt very bad and sad in her heart, she couldn't fall asleep.
后来就想不开。那就很难过。后来就拿一个绳子。
So she felt really sorrowful, so she took a rope.
绑在那个门的角落。门的这个角落，就挂在那里了。那个绳子啊，就是绑起一条绳子啊，就要打一个结，就挂在那里。
So she made a knot and she put it on top of the door.
那就用这个脖子的地方啊，就去靠一下，就挂一下，人就这样就死掉了。
She put her neck inside the rope and she passed away.
他说以后来。有一些弟兄姐妹去他的家里看出奇怪这怎么会死啊
So the brothers and sisters went to her house later on to investigate and wonder how come she would die like this.
那个连宪生长老也好
There's a
连宪
wife of an elder Lin.
就是那个一块一块在楼上一块的外婆外婆
But
a
sister Ikui's grandmother.
他说这怎么会死
She wondered how come she could die like this.
她不相信。
She didn't believe.
她把那个绳子拿起来套套看。
She took the rope and she tried it herself.
她说她那个一套哦，那一套就有一个力量啊，从脖子就把它压下去。
She tried it. She explained it that once she put her neck inside the rope,
让她一看地上哦、
she felt there was this power who took over.
没有底呀、啊，站的没不是站在地上啊，底下没有底呀、啊，就挂在那里。
And since there's nothing to step on, so she just hangs there.
所以他就一直叫。
So she started screaming.
那旁边的人就把她拉起来。
So people next to her started pulling her out.
后来为她祷告。
They prayed for her so that she was healed.
她说原来可能就是这样，就这样死掉。
So she concluded this is probably how she died.
因为我们一般人讲说，有的人啊想要自杀，有的被鬼抓去啊，被魔鬼抓去。
Sometimes we explain this as people who commit suicide is being caught by Satan.
我们不要有那一种自杀的念头。
So don't have the thought of committing suicide in your head. Our life is so precious.
哦，所以在腓立比书第一章里面
，Philippians chapter 1 tells us，
保罗就对我们的生命有一个很超越的看法。
Paul has a high understanding of the value of our life.
他说如果神要我活着，我很高兴快快乐乐活下去。
Paul says that if God wants me to live, then I will live happily.
所以他说在两难之间呢。
So he said that I'm struggling in between the two.
这个不是两个不好，而是两个都很好。
He's not struggling between two bad things, but between two good things.
虽然传道而已，被逼迫啊。但这是很好啊，为主受苦这是很荣耀的事情。
Even though he's persecuted when he's preaching, but he thinks that as a good thing, and he is glorifying to God.
所以他说，如果神要我活下去，我可以继续活，我可以多做工，传福音，救更多人。
So he said, if God wants me to live, then that's great. I can preach more and to save more souls.
我将来赏赐会更多。
Then my rewards will be greater in the future.
但是如果说神现在要我回天家了。
But if God wants me to go back to heaven now,
可以马上跟主面对面啊，那好的无比的地方。
And I can meet him face to face, that's greater.
所以他说啊，如果活下去活得很好。
So if I live on, I will be joyful.
一世也是很好。
And if I die, I will be joyful.
假如我自己来选的话，我可以离开世界了，回到天上去。
If I have to choose, then I want to go back to the heavenly home.
后来说啊，我活着对你们更是要紧。
But if I live, it will be better for you.
他说我深信了，我还会再活下去。
So I believe that I will continue to live.
所以这是我们应当有的人生观了。
This is a concept of life that we should have.
我们活着的时候，求主的，让我们能够快快乐乐的活下去。
If we live, we ask God to give us joy to live on.
他说虽然有时候我们也有一些受苦的日子，但是求主让我们在苦难当中有喜乐。
Even though we may suffer a little bit, but we ask that God will give us joy in our suffering.
有平安。
And peace in our suffering.
就是神要召我们回去，我们也是坦然无惧，可以面对面见神。
So if God is going to call us back, then we're going to see him face to face without guilt.
所以不要说活得很辛苦啊，活得很接着说生不如死这样。
So we shouldn't live our life thinking that it's better to die than to live.
有的人活得很辛苦，要死又怕怕的。
Some people feel that they would rather die, but they are afraid of death too.
也是在两难之间呢。
So they're also struggling between the two.
但是那个跟保罗的两难就不一样。
But that's different from Paul struggling between the two.
活着是快快乐乐的活。
So if we live, we should live joyfully.
将来主耶稣要我们回去了，高高兴兴回天家。
In the future, when God calls us home, then we should go back to our heavenly home happily.
不要自杀啊。
So do not commit suicide.
不可以吸毒。
We cannot take drugs.
吸毒是慢性的自杀。
Taking drugs is committing suicide slowly.
现在吸毒的人很多。
There are a lot of people who are taking drugs.
Jason 吸毒吸到头发都没有掉
啊。Brother Jason, he took a lot of drug, therefore he lost a lot of hair. He's upstairs.
感谢主啊，后来他来信主。
Afterwards he became.
这个人改变。
He came to believe in Christ, so he changed.
他在见证说，他信主了以后，有时候也有人还有一些肉体上的情欲啊。
In his testimony, he explained that sometimes he still has some fleshly desires. And he will have to pray so that he can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
燃烧一样，好像在燃烧一样，就把那个情欲把它烧掉。
He felt like the Spirit was like a fire that burned away his fleshly desires. So God will help us, thank God.
给我们生命改变。
God will transform our lives.
另外一个不可以堕胎。
The next thing is we cannot abort child.No abortion.
在美国的社会常常在为着这个事情辩论。
We could see that there are a lot of discussion in the American society.
社会的标准不能够做我们基督徒的标准。
The society standard cannot be our standard as Christians.
我们基督徒要用圣经，用神的话做标准。
Christians should use the Bible as our standard.
因为社会上的道德观念常常在变来变去。
Because the moral values in the society kept on changing.
但是我们要用圣经做标准。
So we need to use the Bible as our standard.
谢顺道长老他曾经讲过一个见证。
Elder Sheh Sun Dao told us a testimony.
说他的女婿啊，他的女婿是陈胜权。
His son-in-law is Preacher Chen.
有一次啊，打电话给他。
One time his son-in-law called him.
他这个电话一拿起来呀、啊，就里面都是哭声。
Oh, one time elder called the son, and when he picked up the phone, the son kept on crying over the phone.
谢长老就跟他讲说：“你冷静一下嘛，你电话拿电话也要钱呢，你
这样子。”So Elder Sheh told the son-in-law.Please calm down because this phone costs money, so please calm down.
你稍微好、哦，就稍微挂断，等一下冷静一下再打电话来。
So please hang up now, and then after you finish crying, you can call me again.
后来那打来了。
So he called afterwards.、
就说因为传道人啊生病。
He described that his wife was sick.
这长老就说生病祷告啊。
Well, if she's sick, just pray.
他说有啊，有祷告啊。
And then he replied, "Yes, I did."
祷告没有效啊。
But it has no effect.
就张老说啊，你说祷告没有效啊？你当传道哎。
Elder Sheh said, "What? No effect? You're a preacher."
你当传道怎么可以说祷告没有效
？How can you, as a preacher, say that your prayers are not effective?
祷告没有效，祷告到有效。
If it's not effective, then pray until it is effective.
也要检讨一下为什么。你不会生病。
You also need to examine yourself why she's sick.
后来他的传道人啊，就跟他爸爸讲。
And the wife of the preacher told her dad.
他说不晓得是不是这个原因呢、
啊、I'm not sure if this is the reason why I'm sick.
他说他本来有一个大的孩子。
She had an older child.
那个传道人有一个已经有一个孩子。
The daughter already had a child.
因为他要照顾家庭，啊，工作又很辛苦。
But because she was busy to take care of her house,
突然间她又怀孕了。
Then she was pregnant again.
所以她就讲来一句台湾说啊，所以啊。
So she said, "Oh, I'm."
她就
I'm out of luck.
结果她又一直想哦，想说用什么方法哦，不用堕胎了，就是用什么方法让那个胎自己可以掉出来。
So she was thinking, how could she get rid of this child without doing abortion?
她就一直很不耐烦啊，一直想说不要这个孩子。
So she kept on thinking about this. It was bothering her because she doesn't want the child.
她说后来就生病了。
And after that, she was afflicted with illness.
所以她后来就把这个事情就告诉她爸爸。
So she told this to her dad.
他爸爸就谢长老就跟他的女儿讲了。
Elder Sheh told his daughter.
他说人家如果送礼物给你的话。
If someone gives you a present.
那你也不会跟他讲说啊别说呀。
You won't tell him that, oh, I'm so out of luck.
你应当人家送你礼物你应当要感激啊才对啊。
If someone gives you a present, you need to be grateful.
人家送礼物给你呢。他说何况神把礼物送给你呀、啊、你怎么可以讲这种话
If a person gives you a present, you need to be grateful. If God gives you a present, you should ever more be grateful.
所以后来他就知道自己错了向神悔改祷告
She knew she was wrong. And she repented and prayed to God, and her illness was healed.
所以这是神的慈爱神在提醒他
This is God's grace to her, so God reminded her.
所以凡事感恩
We should give thanks to God in everything.
不可以堕胎。
You cannot go through abortion.
除了一种情形，就是说，这个胎儿怀孕了有危险，在医生的指示说，如果不处理的话，对母亲的身体会造成伤害，或者有生命危险的状况之下才可以。
You cannot abort unless the pregnancy is a danger to the child or to the mom.
但是我们常常看到有一些姐妹 他在危险当中，他凭着信心祷告，神让他平安。那如果让他产生下来的，又是平安的孩子。
Sometimes we see that some sisters, when they're pregnant with danger, but when they pray and rely on God, God let them have the baby in peace.
他说神会怜悯帮助。
God will help us and have grace on us.
当然，第七条诫命是不可奸淫。
The seventh commandment is do not commit adultery.
那神设立的婚姻制度是一夫一妻的制度。
God has set up this marriage system, which is one
husband and wife. 长大了以后结婚了，这是神所祝福的。
When you grow up and get married, this is God's blessing.
啊，但是如果不按照圣经真理来的婚姻关系呀，这是神所厌恶的。
But a marriage that is not under the words of God, these marriage are not are evil to God.
一夫多妻啦，一妻多夫啦。
Example, if you have more than one wife or more than one husband.
休妻恋娶啦。
If you divorce your wife and go marry another.
或者是娶变休的妇人啦。
Or if you marry a divorcee.
婚前隔阂啦。
Or fornication.
这个都是神所不允许的。
These are abominations in the eyes of God.
说现在是一个淫乱罪恶的时代。
This society is a sexual immoral society.
古时候的时代啊，挪亚的时代，因为罪恶淫乱被毁灭掉。
In Noah's time, the world was destroyed because of their sexual immorality.
所罗马的时代也被毁掉。
So is Sodom.
先民来到了约旦河谷，在石亭的地方。
When the Israelites came upon this place called Sittim.
摩押人看到以色列人很强盛。
When the Moabites saw that the Israelites were strong.
他叫一个先知巴兰来做主以色列人。
The Moabites hired a prophet called Balaam.
神都把那个做主啊变成祝福的话。
God turned the curses into blessings.
后来巴兰先知就对摩押王说啊。
Finally, Balaam told the king of Moab.
说你如果要害以色列人很简单。
If you would like to curse them, it's easy.
你用你们摩押女主去引诱他们的男孩子。
Just send some girls, the Moabite girls, to entice their.
所以摩押女主就整天啊围着以色列的营在那边转。
So the Moabite women would circle around the camp.
以色列人呐、就跟着他们去拜偶像，行淫乱。
The Israelite men would follow them to.
所以一下子就死掉两万四千人，也遭过历史掉。
So all of a sudden there was a lot of people who died.
本来迦南地已经在门口了，过约旦河就是了。
There was only a river before they could cross to enter into the land of Canaan.
结果很多人就死在那里。
But because of that, a lot of people died.
所以现在有很多罪恶的一些风气我们不要受影响。
So.Today, there's a trend of sexual immorality. We should not be influenced by that.
圣经里面说，我们是神的儿女，我们要用圣洁尊贵守住我们的身体。
The Bible says that we're the sons of God. Therefore, we should use holiness and honor to protect our bodies.
所以在婚前一定要保守圣洁。
So that we have to keep ourselves holy before marriage.
男女之间交往要圣圣洁洁的。
So the relationship between men and women should be very pure and holy.
所以我传道人在我们小孩子在学生时代都跟他讲说，你的房间绝对不可以随便让男孩子进来。
So when our kids were young, my wife would told our children not to get let any opposite sex people to enter into.
就是你住在学校也是一样。
Even if you stay in the dorm at school.
你的房间不可以让人随便进去。
Not let anybody just come into your
room. 有人找你，就在客厅跟他讲话。
If someone looks for you, you should go to the lobby to talk.
要学会保护自己。
You should learn to protect yourself.
这很重要。
This is important.
说不要因为一时的大意结果影响到我们一生的幸福。
So do not influence our whole life just for a little incident.
那我们对我们，我们。还没有到结婚的年龄不要随便的交往。
If we're not at the age of a marriage, do not get into a relationship.
到适婚的年龄才可以交往。
So you can start
have a relationship
when you're ready. But we should take this seriously.
不可以有超，不可以有超友谊的关系
You cannot have a relationship that is over
friend, that cross the line.
For example, if you are dating someone that you will marry in the future, you need to respect him or her.
啊，等到结婚了以后，在神的殿里面受祝福。
After marriage, after you're blessed in the holy temple of God.
啊，就是不是你结婚的对象，你更不能够去碰人家。
If that's not the person that you're going to marry, then you cannot touch him or her.
所以婚前呢，一定要规规矩矩的。
Before marriage, we need to keep ourselves pure.
这是特别给他们提醒。
This is a reminder for us.
那来第八条诫命啊，就是不可偷盗。
The eighth commandment is do not steal.
这是尊重我们财物的所有权。
This is to protect our property.
那这个偷盗就是没有经过人的允许，把别人的东西拿来占为己有。
Stealing means that you're taking other's stuff without asking.
啊，不只是大的东西啊，有时候你在上班的地方，你给那人拿一些纸张，拿一些笔啦、啊，什么那个都不行。
So other than stealing big things, if you go to your workplace and take some pen or paper and take them home,
我们的人口才出那么多，才出那个几张纸、几根笔嘛。
Since our company is so big, it doesn't matter if we take a few pen or paper.
不是我们的东西啊，我们就不一样。
But that's not correct. If it's not ours, we shouldn't take it.
那就是父母亲的东西，父母亲没有答应给你，你也不可以给他拿。
Even if it's our parents' property, if we do not ask for permission, we should not take it.
那有的人啊，看到父母亲有一些产业啊，有想办法把它弄到自己的名下。
Some people try to steal their parents' inheritance.
这个是不对的。
This is not right.
我们看箴言二十八章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 28, verse 24.
二十八章二十四。
28:24。
偷偷窃父母的说啊，这不算罪啊。但圣经说啊，这个人跟强盗一样。偷窃父母的。
So here it describes people who rob their father or mother.
所以说产业是父母亲给你的。
Even though we get inheritance from our parents,
但是我们没有资格要求说父母亲，你一定要把什么给我。
But we cannot dictate what they should give us.
父母亲他们辛辛苦苦啊所建立起来的家业，这是属他们的。
Our parents have worked so hard to establish their family, and
他们爱我们，把一些产业给我们，我们感激领受。
If they love us, they'll give us their inheritance, then we should receive it with
part of Thanksgiving.不可以没有经过父母亲的允许来夺取他们的东西。
But we cannot take their property without asking for permission.
啊，不管是父母亲有没有钱呐、啊，但是我们就是要尽孝道。
Whether or not they are wealthy, our parents are wealthy, we need to take care of them as our duty.
啊，其实财富是神给的。
Wealth are given by God.
不是说我们越会计较啊，越会懂得方法去夺取，你就能够得到更多。
Just because we scheme and plan to get more doesn't mean we can get more.
反而你所存的到，啊，神是给你的更多。
But if we keep the word of God, then God will give you more.
因为美善的恩赐，全面的赏赐是从天上来的。
Because all the good things come from heaven.
神说他会把天上的窗户打开，倒福气给你呀。
God said He will open the window of heaven and pour down His blessings unto you.
所以你乖乖的所存的到，然后你看神怎么赐福给你。
So just keep the words of God and see how God will bless you.
敬畏神所生的道。
Fear Him and to keep His word.
安在你的一生啊，你走到哪里，神的福气跟到哪里。
And the Lord's blessing will follow you wherever you go.
哦，所以不是用人的方法，不要用诡计。
So we should not use a human's way or schemes or plans to get money.
尤其兄弟之间呢、啊，不要因为说一些财务的事情在那里斤斤计较，它没有意思啊。
Especially, we should not get into conflicts or arguments with our brothers and sisters just because
of wealth.
My family has a lot of siblings.
还好感谢主啊，我父亲没有给我们留下什么产业，所以我们没有相争。
Thank God that my father did not give us any inheritance, so that there are no conflicts among us.
我爸爸后来当传道嘛。
Because my father became a preacher.
虽然退休的时候拿的退休金不多。
And after he retired, he didn't have a lot of pension.
那一半就交回给那个传道者的互助会。
He returned half of his pension to help out with the fund for the preachers.
另外一半就给 他们那一期的传道者啊，啊，每一个人给他们做一阵期做。
And the other half of his pension, he gave it to the preacher who were in his regions to make a suit for them.
啊，所以他没有留下什么。
So he did not have anything left.
感谢主啊，我们小孩子，我们兄弟姐妹对父亲呐、啊，还算是啊，大家都能够尽孝道，照顾他的生活。
We thank God that my siblings are able to take care of him.
虽然他没有留下什么产业给我们，但是神给我们的更多。
Even though my father didn't give us any inheritance, but God gave us more.
所以财富不是你自己争取的，是神给你的。
So we should not get wealth on our own way.
所以不要用不好的手段去夺取。
We should not get wealth with evil schemes.
所以有一些不诚实的买卖呢，啊，或者是你有权势的时候，有机会的时候，我们不要贪污啊。
So we should not have dishonest gains, and we should not take the opportunity to receive bribes.
美国是一个制度比较健全的地方了，这样的情形比较少。
America has a more complete judiciary system, so things like this don't happen as much.
在很多国家都有。
But in other countries, bribery is very common.
我们到南美洲去的时候
，We go to South America.
要过海关。
When we go through customs.
那官员都把带我们的弟兄就叫到里面去啊。
And the customs officer would call our brothers into a little room.
因为我们听不懂西班牙话嘛，那给我们讲也没有用。
Because we do not understand Spanish, so it's pointless to speak to us.
跟那个弟兄讲什么？给我们一些钱啊，喝咖啡了、啊。
So the officer talked to another brother who can speak Spanish and asked him for money for coffee.
啊，有一个弟兄啊，他车子掉了。
And there was another brother who lost his car.
结果去跟警察讲，警察说：“你先拿3000块钱来，我帮你找。”
He told the police that he has lost his car, and the police said that you can give me $3,000 and then I'll.
后来说找到了，你再拿4000块来。
After the police found the car, then he told the brother to give him another $4,000.
所以把车子拿了回去。
So that he could take back his car.
他说、啊、我才用5000块钱买的车子啊，结果你要跟我要7000块钱。
I bought this car with $5,000, and you were asking me for $7,000 to pay you.
就忘记了，就不要了。
And he just forget about it.
啊，有些地方是很不好的地方。
So these are some places that exercise.
说我们要殷勤做正经事。
Bible tells us that we should be diligent in doing the right thing.
啊，神就会帮助我们。
And God will help us.
啊，那我们生活安定。
So that our life can be peaceful.
啊，当然不可做伪证啊。
The next commandment is we cannot bear false testimony.
那伪证就是在法庭上讲那个不实在的话。
This means speaking falsehood in front of the court.
亚哈王为着夺拿伯的葡萄园。
King Ahab wanted to take over the vineyard of Naboth.
叫一些人来做伪证。
So he hired some people to bear false testimony.
啊，但是呢，后来啊，亚哈一家神的咒诅啊很大。
So later on, the family of Ahab was cursed by God.
全家被消灭。
His whole family was distinguished.
所以我们要学会说诚实的话。
So we need to practice saying honest words.
是就说是，不是就说不是。
If it's yes, then say yes. If it's no, then say no.
因为我们将来面对神啊，神说要按照你所讲的话啊来定你是义人和恶人。
In the future, God will judge us depending on the words that we speak.
有时候我们在立志说我要讲实在的话，那神会帮助你。
If we determine to speak honest words, then God will help us.
在讲这神的见证。
Why don't you testify?
因为他还没有信主以前呢、啊，他吸毒啊，花了很多钱嘛。Jason,
I want to tell you about Jason's testimony. Before he believed in Christ, he took a lot of drugs.
有一次啊
，alcohol.
他跟朋友借200块。
One time he borrowed $200 from his friend.
啊，那就车子就借给他的朋友。
Then he exchanged with his car.
啊，他把200块还给他以后，要把车子要回来。
And afterwards, when he repaid the $200 and asking the car back,
啊，朋友不还给他。
His friend did not want to return the car back.
他就说啊，你不还给我，我要报警。
Then Jason told his friend that if you don't give it back to me, then I'm going to tell the police.
后来他打电话跟警察讲。
Then he called police to ask.
我从学校回来，我车子啊，我回来拿东西啊，车子没有关。
He told the police that when he came back from school, he forgot to close the door, lock the door.
啊，这个人家就把我车子就开走了。
So someone took my car and drove it away.
啊，这个警察一找啊，就把他的朋友啊，把他抓去关在监狱里面。
The police went to look for the car and locked up the friend.
后来他信耶稣了。
After Jason believed in Christ,
啊，知道这个十条诫命。
He found out about the Ten Commandments.
然后说不可以做伪证。
Says, do not bear false testimony.
啊，请，哎，法院调他去作证。
And the court asked him to go and bear testimony.
哇，心里就很挣扎。
And he was very struggling in his heart.
如果我讲实话的话，我朋友放出来，我关进去。
If I tell the court the truth, then my friend would be out of prison, but I will be in the prison.
因为他讲谎话嘛，所以他的朋友才会被抓。
Because he lied about the situation, that's why his friend went into
prison. 我那时候想说，我怎么办？
So he thought to himself, what should I do?
但他立住说，我一定要讲实话。
And he was determined to speak the truth.
他要去法院之前的那一个晚上，整个晚上祷告。
Before he went into the court, the night before he started to pray.
他到了法院。
The whole night.
到法院以后，他就跟法官说，我讲实话。
When he went into the court, he told the judge that he will speak the truth.
啊，他就把那个事情的经过老老实实就讲。
And he told the judge the whole story.
后来那个法官后来觉得说，这个人很诚实，说好。你没事了，你可以回家。
And the judge decided, hey, this person is so honest, so okay, nothing, there's no nothing wrong with you.
感到很高兴。
So he was very happy.
所以我们立志讲实话，虽然很困难，但是神会帮助你。
So even though determining to speak the truth is hard, but God will help you.
因为神要我们做一个诚实的人。
Because God wants us to be an honest person.
啊，最后一个就是不可以贪心呐、啊，就是心里面不可以贪。
The last commandment is do not covet.
啊，别人的东西啊，不可以。
We should not covet other people's stuff.
啊，谁会知足的心
？We need to have a content heart.
那么在箴言里面呢、啊，有一个人叫做雅古尔。
In the book of Proverbs, there's a person.
雅古尔，三十章啊。
And in chapter 30, it describes a person called Hager.
啊，这个人讲到说他好像没有聪明智慧啊。
It seems like Hager does not have wisdom and knowledge.
但是他这里面所讲的道理啊，我们常常都在引用，都很好的。
What he has written here are very profound.
啊，其中有几节啊。
There are a few verses that are really good.
看第八节。
Let's turn to verse 8.
第七节第八节
verse 7 and verse 8
说我求你两件事在我未死之先不要不赐给我第八节
verse 8
求你使虚假和谎言远离我使我也不贫穷也不富足赐给我需用的饮食第九节
verse 9
恐怕我饱足不认你说啊，耶和华是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就脱怯，以致亵渎我神的名啊！雅古尔的祷告很有名啊。
This prayer of Hager is very famous.
求神赐给他两件事情。
He asked God for two things.
第一个就是不要做不诚实的人。
First thing is to remove falsehood and lies from him.
啊，第二个就是让他有知足的心。
Second thing is to give him a heart of content.
说不要太贫穷了，太穷了以后啊，有时候会是啊，没有东西吃啊，去偷人家的东西就亵渎神了。
So that he would not be too poor and end up stealing other people's things.
啊，那时候也不要太富足。
And he doesn't want to be too rich either.
啊，因为有时候太富足了，就忘记神。
Because when we're too rich, we'll forget about God.
觉得我自己有办法。
We think that we could do everything on our own.
我们一般人大概都求说神啊，越多越好。
Usually we pray to God that to give us as much as He can.
但是很少人像这个雅古尔这样祷告。
Not many people pray like Hager.
当然，有的人呢、啊、可以所不足，不足的时候可以所到。
Some people can still keep the commandment and word of God when they're rich.
亚伯拉罕喽。
Like、Abraham,
杀了，神就给他们富足啊。
God gave them a lot of.
雅各也是一样，很多产业啊。
Same thing with Jacob, he has a lot of inheritance.
拿着一根拐杖去，二十年以后一大堆。
He left with empty-handed, and then he came back with a lot of things.
所以这是神啊，随着他的脚步祝福给他。
So God has blessed them wherever they went.
啊，但是当神给你富足的时候，你要守住道路。
So when God gives you richness, you need to keep His words.
啊，神给你富足，就是要你能够善用神给你的东西。
Whatever God wants to give you, He wants you to use it accordingly.
因为你是管家。
Because you are a steward.
神把这些托付给你管理。
God gives you all these things for you to take care of.
啊，但是如果说我们呢、啊，富足了以后，他这个随便的放纵犯罪啊，那不足啊，不要富足的。
But if we became rich and then we sin, then it's rather that we do not receive richness from God.
有的人是平凡的生活当中，他守住道理。
Some people keep the word of God in a simple life.
但是因为后来太富足了，离开道理。
But afterwards they left God because they're too rich.
那就很可惜。
And that's rather sad.
怎么办？